So if thoughts are consuming our time, how can we deal with it? Broadly speaking, our thoughts are acting at various levels. The Bhagavad Gita classifies this in terms of the three modes of material nature. Three gunas, sattva guna, rajoguna, tamoguna. What this means is, in simple terms, we all know about moods. No, I don't feel like studying today. That's mood nahi hai. You see. Now, where do these moods come from? The moods actually come from our moods. Moods means, these are, we could say, subtle forces which shape the interaction between matter and consciousness. So just like if we are watching a TV, then based on the kind of program that is going on the TV, we'll experience certain emotions. If it's a romantic movie going on, certain kind of emotions. If it's a horror movie going on, some other kind of emotions. If it's a sports event going on, another kind of emotions. So just as on different channels, based on the kind of program that are going on, we will experience different emotions. Similarly, there are different modes in nature, and those subject our consciousness to different kinds of emotions, different kinds of thought patterns. So essentially what the Bhagavad Gita tells us is, if we situate ourselves in the mode of goodness, in Sattva-guna, then our thoughts will become more focused. Sarvadvareshu deheesmin prakasham apajayate jnanam yadadada vidyat vivruddham sattvam ityuta. In 14.11, the Bhagavad Gita Krishna says that when we are situated in goodness, all the doors of the senses become illumined. That means with our eyes we understand what I should see, what I should not see. With our tongue we understand what I should eat, what I should not eat. We understand what we should do and what we should not do, and we act accordingly. This is the illumination of the senses. So, if we can purify our inner world, garbage in, garbage out, as we say in computers. Similarly, if we are exposing ourselves to unnecessarily agitating stimuli, then a natural result of it will be our mind will be agitated. So, one aspect of regulating our thoughts is minimizing our exposure to unnecessarily agitating stimuli. Second is, whatever stimuli are there inside already, sometimes they just rise and start agitating us. So we need to have the inner strength to control that. And that comes when our consciousness has found a higher object of satisfaction. Suppose, you know, you don't have anything to do. I say on a long weekend, you don't have anything to do, just you're wandering around in the campus. And then somebody comes, come, let's go to the club. Come, let's go to the gym. Come, let's go to a party or whatever. You might just go along. But suppose just after the weekend you have an exam. And then somebody says, hey, come to the party. He says, no, I don't have time. I have to go to my room and study. So what happens? If we have a purpose, then we'll not just go here and there. If we don't have a purpose, then we will go wherever we want. So like that, if our thoughts internally are driven by a purpose, then even if some random thoughts come in, we won't pay much attention to them. But if we don't have a constructive purpose for our life, then whenever any casual thought, come on, let's eat this, let's watch this, let's do this. Okay, well, let's do it. So what spirituality does us is, gives us a higher purpose for our life. So karmanatam abhyarcha siddhim vindati manavaha. The Bhagavad Gita explains that when we do our work, not just so that we become famous, we become wealthy. We do our work in a mood of worship of God. So what we are is God's gift to us. What we become is our gift to God. What we are is God's gift to us. What we become is our gift to God. So when we understand this, then whatever abilities we have, we enthusiastically strive to develop them in a mood of service. So the more we connect with God in the mood of devotion, the more we'll find that our thoughts will become more purposeful and more pure. And then there'll be agitation. But that agitation will not agitate us so much. It's like if a person is in a ocean, every wave that comes, that wave will toss the person up and down. But that person, that same person is in a boat, the agitation will be lesser. If that person is in a boat that is anchored, then the shaking because of the waves will be even lesser. So like that, you know, if we are just living materialistically, then we are like in the ocean. Every material up and down, success, failure, honor, dishonor, each of these will toss us up and down, up and down. Once we start practicing spirituality, we are like situating ourselves in a boat. The shaking will be lesser and lesser. And when we are not just practicing spirituality as a ritual, but rather our consciousness is getting connected with the supreme anchor, that is God, then the ups and downs of the world will come, but we will not go up and down. We will stay steady and focused. Na praharishet priyam prapri, no dvijet prapri cha priyam. Sthirabuddhira sammoodho brahmavid brahmanistha. Krishna says in 5.20 in the Bhagavad Gita that when we get good, we won't be disturbed. When we get bad, we won't be disturbed. When we focused, brahmanistha, situated in our spiritual purpose. So that happens. So firstly, as I said, regulate the kind of stimuli that are going inside. That will minimize the agitation of thoughts. And secondly, and more importantly, is that we purify our inner world by anchoring, by sheltering our consciousness in God. Then we'll be able to move forwards constructively and productively in our life. Okay? Thank you. Any other questions?